For decades, Americans sat in front of their televisions and just watched their favorite shows. Now, though, we want more. And much of what we want isn't on TV at all. It's on the internet. Interviews with the cast of Survivor, a blog by the Grey's Anatomy writers. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the story of a group of fans who've been interacting with TV shows for decades. They make unauthorized underground videos and call themselves vidders.
A vidder takes dozens of clips from various episodes of a TV show and edits them together to a song. The fan vid might suggest a story that never existed in the show. This vid takes scenes from the show CSI New York. It begins with depressing shots of rainy, traffic-y streets, then switches to gritty crime scenes, ambulances, burning buildings. Her world has changed. She asked God why. Actor Gary Sinise, who plays the show's main detective, stalks, tight-lipped, through the carnage. The creators of CSI New York did not intend the show to be watched like this, cut wildly out of sequence to a song by the band Good Charlotte. But the vidder has his own agenda. He has something to say about the dangers faced by cops on the show, and he's saying it by cutting existing scenes together. This vid's got thousands of views on YouTube. It's one of untold millions of fan vids online.
Vidding is a way of seeing.
Professor Francesca Coppa makes vids, and she studies them. Coppa belongs to a community of mostly female vidders who avidly follow programs like Smallville and Stargate Atlantis. She says they crave subtler storylines, deeper characters. They use vids to create different stories from the ones they see on TV.
I think women are having to kind of supplement mass media culture with their own ideas or fill in the blanks themselves for things that they're not getting from the mainstream culture.
The story of vidding is a story of people mastering technology to respond to shows they love. Coppa says vidding began back in 1975, when a fan named Candy Fong showed a slideshow at a Star Trek convention. She took shots of Spock laughing, scowling, and otherwise struggling with his half-human, half-alien nature, and matched them to a song recorded by Leonard Nimoy. I really don't know life at all. Vids became vastly more sophisticated. Francesca Coppa says vidders evolved with technology in the 1980s and 90s.
When the home VCR came out, fans would tape everything that they loved. And then they started using two VCRs to edit footage together, which is, by the way, extremely difficult.
Back then, fans sent each other vids in the mail. Now anyone can download cheap digital editing software and remix their favorite TV shows.
I care about these characters. It's very much a communal experience.
Vidder Rachel Sabatini says the internet expands that communal experience, but it makes vidders vulnerable to big media companies that own copyrights to the music and shows. It's not unusual for YouTube to remove fan vids without warning.
Notice and takedown is probably what we've heard the most about recently.
Rebecca Tushnet is a Georgetown Law School professor.
And I'm an occasional vidder myself, but not a very good one.
Tushnet's part of a group called the Organization for Transformative Works. It advocates for the rights of vidders like Rachel Sabatini.
I think that we have that right to be able to transform and reimagine.
Sabatini says vidders aren't pirates. They're not trying to make money. In fact, they're notoriously willing to shell out for expensive DVD sets that provide the most beautiful source material for their vids. And they're known for turning their friends into fans. Such organic buzz marketing leads to some corporate schizophrenia, says vidder Francesca Coppa.
You might have a marketing department of your company might be running a let's make vids to promote the show contest while the legal department of the same company is tossing vids off the internet.
But fan vids are finding significant mainstream recognition, even from museums. One's on display right now at the California Museum of Photography. It's by a rising vidding star, a 27-year-old British woman who vids under the name Lim. They made a statue of us. The vid uses music by Regina Spektor. It's about what it means to be a fan. In it, Star Trek bleeds into X-Files and The Dark Knight. But you don't have to care about any of them to appreciate her artistry. She edits video with stark, gray, hand-rendered graphics washed through with great waves of color. it speaks to the longing of fans to be part of a show.
I mean, we all speak the language of television. We all know the basic symbolism that, you know, rain means redemption, open window means a new choice, an opportunity.
Lim says she's mastered the language of television better than the media companies that put pressure on bidders.
The media seem to think that they own the things that they've pumped into my brain for 27 years. It seems to me so ludicrous. The television spent so much time and so much money carefully colonizing my mind.
It's her mind, she says, and she can't not speak it. One voice in a growing chorus of fans who've discovered they can talk back to their television shows. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.